News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
We are running out of jet fuel in Europe. Last week we were told potentially only 6 weeks of jet fuel left, and over the weekend, Sunday Independent reporting that Aer Lingus has cancelled more than 500 flights into and throughout the summer. They say for mandatory maintenance for the aircraft. Owen Corry is with us, travel commentator and owner of Travel Extra. Owen, should people be wary of booking the summer holidays?
No time to panic, no use, need for panic at all as of yet. Everything has changed by the week, by the day, by the hour. But the jet fuel situation, and we'll tackle these one by one, the jet fuel situation, the European airports are pretty comfortable with what's going on for three reasons, Anton. First, we source a lot of our oil from outside. It doesn't come through the Gulf of Hormuz. It comes from Venezuela, in Spain's case, Norway, and some of Eastern European countries getting it from Russia. There are sort of breakouts from that. England is a special case because 25% of it comes from Kuwait. But generally, the supply situation isn't the same as Asia and Australia, where we're already seeing problems with that. The spot markets are also seeing this as a short-term market. You know, the guys who do the forward buying of oil. And the third thing is the Aer Lingus cancellations. The maintenance cancellations were announced quite a while ago. I reported on them about 3 weeks ago, and I've published the whole schedule this morning on Travel Extra. It's really to do with availability of aircraft, not unaffected by the war, because one of the aircraft that went for maintenance to Jordan is trapped over there. So a lot of different issues being conflated together over the weekend.
Well, as to the latter one, I suspect people will have looked at the maintenance excuse for cancelling several hundred flights and said, well, hang on a minute, surely maintenance is one of those predictable things that doesn't require cancellations because it is just the norm of running an airline.
Absolutely. Maintenance reschedules are done all the time. Aer Lingus published it a few weeks ago. I do love the fact that maintenance was put in inverted. Fergal O'Connor is a fine journalist, by the way, but one of the subs put maintenance in inverted commas. Ah, here's Aer Lingus claiming maintenance. They did publish this well in advance. They did flag supply issues. For instance, the St. Brendan, which was supposed to arrive from Airbus, arrived something like 14 months late. So all of these, and there are supply chain issues which predate the war, which are dogging aircraft maintenance. Not just Aer Lingus, Ryanair have six aircraft trapped in Jordan as well. How an airline responds to it depends on the size of their fleet, the availability, and you always put a little bit of slack in as well, Anton. You don't have your fleet working to its full extent in summer, because if something goes wrong, the smallest red light in the cockpit will stop an aircraft flying. So you have to have extra aircraft there. The maintenance thing was definitely a maintenance issue, and they did publish the schedule of changed flights. And nearly every airline, by the way, is doing that across Europe as well. Lufthansa cancelled quite a few of their CityLink flights last week, and SAS has cancelled over 1,000 flights.
Owen, thank you very much for that. Rare bit of optimism for the travelling consumer. Owen Corry there, travel commentator and owner of Travel Extra.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.